Tyrone stays a storming finish at Laois Harrow Moor Park to book their place in the All-Ireland Minor Championship semi-finals, reeling off a string of late scores to secure a 9 points win over Cork. The Munster runners-up were unable to sustain a recovery which saw them close a 9 point gap to 4 earlier in the second half as their challenge ran out of steam. Tyrone's furious start caught the Rebels cold, and inside 4 minutes there were 6 points clear. James Mulgrew's two-pointer was followed by a Cathal Farley goal as he finished from close range after Rory Tuig had saved from Thomas Meenan. Owen Maguire and Jack Byerly were on target for Cork, but the Ulster champions were dominating the middle through Mulgrew, Donaghy and James Daly, keeping them on the front foot as they stretched the advantage to 9, with Farley adding a point and Peter Colton and Owen Long also on target. But with Cathal McCarthy emerging as a huge presence around the central third, Cork began to build attacking momentum and were the dominant force in the closing 10 minutes of the half. Maguire knocked over a free before full forward Ben Corkery Delaney set the game alight with a goal and 2 points in the space of 3 minutes. His goal was something special, a rocket to the roof of the net after he'd risen majestically to fetch Donough Flynn's booming delivery and turn his marker. Now just 3 points separated the sides, but the Red Hands recovered their composure, finishing strongly with a Colton two-pointer and scores from Farley and Meenan to lead by 113 to 17 at the break. Corkery Delaney brought the Leasiders to within 4 points as he raised an orange flag, and with the wind now in their backs, they pushed forward in numbers. Defences were on top during a tense spell, and while McCarthy, Brian Cronin and Aaron Keane stood tall for Cork, it was the Ulster lads who forced the decisive turnovers to transition at pace and craft scoring chances. Elliot Kerr, James Daly and Kieran McChrystal all stepped in with important challenges to halt their southern opponents in their tracks, and the front men did the rest, with Colton and Long applying the classy finishes. They pressed home the advantage with a string of scores from Joel Kerr, Long and substitute Pierce McDonald. Long brought his tally to 6 for the day with a couple of late conversions to send his side safely to the last 4. Final score, Tyrone 121, Cork 112.